discover how to live an organized life as I share my conversation with a military spouse. Stay tuned. Welcome to Got Clutter, Get Organized, the go-to source for transforming chaos into order, hosted by me, Janet M. Taylor, with over 30 years of experience in the organization industry. I've dedicated my career to helping clients master the art of organization, turning cluttered spaces into models of efficiency and peace. I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and if you're listening for the very first time, I want to welcome you. I hope you're having a great start to this week. In this episode, I've got some exciting things lined up for you. We are going to be having a conversation with Rebecca Castleman about how she stays organized as a military spouse, mom, and podcaster. I will also be sharing my favorite product at Repurpose as well as book suggestion for this week. And according to Steinway Moving and Storage, the average American moves 11.7 times in their life. Did you hear that? 11.7 times. And that sounds like a lot, but consider your own life. Did you move away from college? Have you ever taken a new job in a new city? Did you upsize or downsize your home, even in the same town? Americans tend to find new places to live when their need changes. Which is why I wanted to have a conversation, because we're in a new season with somebody who has been navigating life and has just been really organized at it. Originally from North Pole, Alaska, Rebecca Castleman is an American director, actress, and writer. She earned a Master's of Theater degree in 2010 and as a military spouse has traveled extensively. During the pandemic season, Rebecca co-founded Castle Core Industries, where she is co-host and producer for the Personal Growth Podcast, Candy from Strangers, and currently in post-production for her first feature film, Next to North. Rebecca is also the author of The Fourth Faith, a junior high novel written for upper middle grade readers, released in May of 2021, along with acting and developing creative content. Rebecca enjoys hosting actor counseling sessions for the development of fellow artists and collaborators. So I want you to just really sit back and really begin to listen to my conversation with Rebecca as she shares how she is actually navigating life as a military spouse, as a mom, as an actor, as a podcaster, and how she's living the organized life. Welcome to Got Clutter, Get Organized, the conversation. I am excited because we have Rebecca Castleman, and she is a military spouse, among other things, podcaster. She's a creative, and I'm excited about this conversation just to get her perspective on, you know, the different types of moves she had to make, but also just in living an organized life, you know, with her spouse and the kids. So, Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So before we get started into some of the questions, I just would like to know a little bit about you. You are a spouse, a mother, but you're also creative and a podcaster. And like, just talk a little bit about that journey. Like, what came first?
I've always been a creative person. I like to figure out how things work. I am a DIY addict, do-it-yourselfer. I think A lot of people who are from Alaska are that way because we have a sense of survival that's kind of baked into our upbringing. And I became a military spouse when I was 20 years old. And so that creative spark that's always been within me, I just kind of brought to that. I learned how to sew by putting together a flower girl dress for my wedding day for my little sister. So that kind of just learn it as you go is sort of been just my whole upbringing and my lifestyle. And then I kind of brought that with me into my career. And then also me being a military spouse and also being a parent, I just kind of bring that with me everywhere I go.
So in regards to, because you have moved several times, and also you just have other aspects of your life, like a creative part, you have to, you know, pack that up everywhere you go and the kids stuff. And so what are some of the things that maybe in your experience or you've seen in regards to just the organized living that sometimes people may not get? In regards, it could be just moving. It could just be, you know, really being in the mindset that, hey, I'm here now, but maybe in a few years I might be relocating. So what are some of the things that you've seen or experienced?
So in the role of being a military spouse, I think you get kind of stuck in a mind frame that things are very temporary. You know, you're going to move and settle in somewhere, but you make friends and it's quick. You don't talk about the weather. You talk about real life things, but because you know it's fleeting and you have only so much time. And it can be difficult when you move somewhere that doesn't have a lot of military people because they don't understand why you're so direct and how much you need that that community, how much you crave that. And that's kind of one of the reasons we made a podcast ourselves, and me being creative was because of the 2020 shutdowns, needing community and being in a new base. I thought, well, my DIY, I could do that. I could make a podcast because we needed that community. And then as restrictions lifted, we got to kind of build that community, our last duty station. And then I shared that and some people started listening to our show and, it's kind of grown from there, but I've noticed, I think every time we move, to a new city or a new town, I can get very overwhelmed with the chaos, you know, the stress that comes with disorganization, and a lot of decision fatigue, can follow with that because that disorganization will create this void of like an unknown, a lot of unknowns. And the bigger that void is, I think the higher the stress and the higher those cortisol levels. I think a specific time, I think I can share a story. We were PCSing, which is a permanent duty station change. And two movers came to our house to pack up everything. And we had told them, we'd filled out paperwork that this is a family of five and we have a piano and only two movers showed up. So that created a course of a lot of stress, and you have to be out of a house, a military house, at a certain time because somebody else has already lined up to move in. There's no flexibility or wiggle room there. So it was a very stressful time for us as a family. And then a lot of times you'll get to a new station, a duty station, and you have orders to move. And you have to be out at a certain time and you have to arrive at a certain time. You get there and there's not a house for you. So, it can be alarming, but it's common. It's a very common thing. And you would think, oh, everything's so organized in military lifestyle, you know, everything's very precise, but it's not. So you'll show up, there's not a house for you, you stay in temporary living for a while. And there's been a couple times where we have signed a lease, for a military house that was smaller than what we thought, had less bedrooms for family of five that we had originally thought we were going to have. So does that answer the question?
Yes, it does. And actually, it gives us like a kind of look into the life as a military family and military spouses, because you think, you know, okay, you're going to move to wherever they assign you to. So everything's already set up. But like you said, you have to kind of navigate that. And even something as simple as just like the movers, you got a piano and you know, your family of five. So we need a little bit more people. So, you know, really having to really kind of navigate. And then also when you said decision fatigue, just all the decisions you have to make, So how have you been able to navigate that? You know, because now you've got, you know, years of experience of being the spouse and the mom. And of course, now you're a podcaster. So how do you navigate that? So possibly you don't have the decision to fatigue, or that maybe you just don't get too overwhelmed with everything going on.
Right. I mean, everybody knows that phrase, it takes a village. So it's really helpful if you have other people that can help maybe take the kids, you know, for a few hours while you're trying to, you have to be present when the mover's there. So while you're trying to follow the checklist with the movers and you have to number all the boxes. So, they have a checklist when you move. So you're not doing everything yourself. That is beneficial. And dividing those tasks between your spouse and yourself, if they're there, if they're not deployed, because spouses will move while their active duty service member is deployed, and you are the one who is in charge of that. Following the checklist helps a lot. Asking them hard questions, asking them again if you don't understand, and being okay with that, instead of thinking, well, I can do everything on my own, which sometimes is the mindset as a military spouse, because you have to do a lot of things on your own and you carry the whole world on your shoulders. But asking for help and assistance is a big one, I think. And following the checklist as closely as you can, you know, and really reaching out.
Mm-hmm. And that's like, I think in real life as well, when you do have to make a move, having a checklist, but also asking the hard questions, you know, as well as making sure that your spouse is involved if they can be, or, excuse me, if you are single, then like you said, create that village, because, you know, I've been thinking, I'm like, okay, I want to move in the future. You know, I do use movers, but then people have asked to help. And of course, you know, it's like, well, and then I started to say, oh no, I don't. But then I'm like, well, wait a minute. They can help me because I do have a lot of plants, Rebecca. I won't tell you how many, but I do have a lot of plants. And I'm like, you know what? They can help me transport my plants. They're just little things just to kind of get me settled in. Cause like you said, there's a community of people and they really, truly want to help you. So make that transition. So I want to learn more about your podcast, because this is something you started just to kind of really stay connected and develop community. But I know it's grown.
Yes, it's grown a little bit. It's international now, which we were surprised, because in the shutdowns, it was just my husband and I having conversations, you know, but then we saw that it started to spread. And there's people listening all over the world now. And it's a little flattering. We're kind of honored that people would tune in. It's called Candy from Strangers. And we just share sweet little nuggets to kind of help us and others muddle through this crazy life. We're hoping to expand and start doing interviews this year. I mean, our conversations are great, but it's still my spouse and I. It's just us. So we want to have some interviews and start having guests on. I think this year that was a goal that I had set. Once we settle into our new home, because we have just moved into a new home. We've been here about 5 months. So
okay,
I still have some boxes, but I'm giving myself grace and time instead of rushing into it.
And I think that's important, because I think sometimes when we move, we feel like we've got to have everything set up by the next weekend. Mm-hmm. And you're right. You have to give yourself time. You have to give yourself grace. So, Rebecca, is there like a tip or strategy that you can share with someone who, you know, maybe even facing, you know, decision fatigue, or right now they're like, oh gosh, Rebecca sounds like she's got it together and I'm ready to move and I think I'm going to scream. So do you have any strategies?
I had several tips I had thought of. But for me as a military spouse, like tips for living life a little bit organized is not just to make things look pretty, but it's to create stability. And that foundational stability in this life is very unstable. You know, we don't know when somebody's getting deployed. We don't know when our next, you know, move will be. It can hit you sideways sometimes. But one of my big tip is very basic and it's kind of old school. So filing cabinet and having folders for my insurance, dental insurance, life insurance. God forbid the Red Cross calls you. You know, I've had that happen to me, but in a stressful situation like that, that is such a blessing to have everything sort of organized, and it's great for you or your family. These folders for retirement accounts, your taxes, kids. My personal one lifesaver that I love is a hanging file folder, and inside of it are different little bifolders for each child. Okay. They have their current school enrollment information, because that changes every few years, shot records, birth certificates, because those are required every time we move. Plus I add three little folders, and they're labeled K through five, middle school and high school. And in that, okay. I keep special artwork, awards, milestones, things like that, that they've earned. And sometimes we'll display things, but then it gets chucked. You know, we can't keep that. We can't have clutter. Because when you move as a military family, you are allowed a certain weight limit of household goods. And the military will cover that. But if you go over that weight limit, you pay out of pocket. So we keep things pretty light. I don't have a lot of trinkets, you know, neither do the children. But I do allow them also, each child will have they have a bulletin board in their bedroom. And that's where they can display their artwork or whatever their favorite thing is. And when it gets full, it's up to them to make the choice what to keep and what to get rid of. So I am not the villain throwing away their favorite artwork they just came home with. They can choose what to keep and what to get rid of because it's only a certain space, right? So that's a little tip. It's a family kind of a mommy tip, but
you gave a lot. For example, just your tip about how you learn how to really live with what is necessary, because if you go over a certain weight, then of course, you know, that's going to be extra out of your pocket. And it's like a mindset like, hey, this is really all I need to live. And even you teaching the children what they can, you know, and it's their decision on what to keep and what to let go of. So, you know, that as well. And of course, you know, I love it when I hear people, yes, I've got my paperwork organized, because sometimes you just never know when you get a call and they're like, well, you need this. Like yesterday, I got a call, you know, my doctor's retiring. Well, after the pandemic, I was like, oh, really? And then, and I said, well, when? She's like, well, in the next 30 days. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
So then I had to go into motion. I'm like, okay, what do I do? Because it's been a long time. I mean, she's been my doctor for 20 years. So, but it's like having those things organized. It kind of like, okay, I'm not going to get overwhelmed. I can do this a bit at a time. So those are some really great tips that you get. Really,
and everywhere we go, we have to have a new PCM. We get a new doctor, a new pediatrician. And so finding people that take our insurance is a big deal. And then they always start over. What are you allergic to? What are you, you know? So you have to have all of that documented.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I know. I understand, Rebecca, because I've got that last little sheet that they printed out when I went to the doctor. So I'm going to take it to the new doctor. I'm like, okay, this is the last thing. So yeah, this has been a really great conversation, Rebecca. So how can listeners connect with you?
I'm mostly on Instagram. That's the public platform that I use most. And okay. People can engage with me there. That's just at Rebecca.Castleman, C-A-S-S-E-L-M-A-N. And I'll answer messages sometimes, and then they can kind of look and just see kind of what I'm about there.
And of course, listeners, as you know, and of course, those of you watching, I will have a link so you can connect with Rebecca on Instagram. Well, Rebecca, thank you so much for your time. It is so greatly appreciated.
Thank you for having me.
So, what was your takeaway from my conversation with Rebecca? She just dropped so many wonderful nuggets. So, I would suggest that you kind of listen to the interview again. But, of course, you know, you can always check out the interview on YouTube as well. So, now I want to share with you just five practical tips to help you have an organized life. Number one, use a calendar. Whether you use a physical calendar or a digital calendar, use a calendar so not only you will know your work schedule, but also when you have time for you, the family schedule, all the different appointments and things that you have to keep track of. But also that calendar will let you know what, I need to take a break. I need to pause. Or sometimes my second one is I need to learn how to say no. Because when you say no to others, you're saying yes to yourself. And also sometimes even before you say yes, what I do now is I count. I count. I do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 before I say yes to something, but I also look at my calendar as well. Number 3, create a plan and a schedule, not only for the things you need to do, like laundry, but also the things you want to do. Maybe visit a museum, or maybe just kind of sit home and binge watch one of your favorite shows. Number 4, let go. You need to let go of any emails, any mail, any voicemail, any clothes that don't fit, and things that don't work. We're talking about an organized life. We're talking about our space and just things that take up, you know, real estate, whether it's on our technology or whether it's in our physical space. And number 5, before you go to bed, plan your next day, because you know what that does? That helps you eliminate that chaotic morning routine where you're trying to look for your shoes, your keys, and whatever else you need before you head out the door. And I'm not just talking about during the work week. I'm talking about every single day, even on Friday night for Saturday and Saturday night for Sunday. Make sure you plan before you go to bed. Of course, I love hearing from you. So especially if you enjoy listening to this podcast, so please leave a review on the platform you're listening to. So, are you ready to get your life organized? I got virtual sessions are available, whether it's your paperwork, your schedule, or your overall life. I am here to help guide you on your journey to organization. Make sure you visit the website, janetmtaylor.com. And of course, you can always schedule a complimentary 15-minute session. Take action now and start making progress today. I also want to thank you. Thank you for following me on social media. Thank you for your likes, your shares, and also your comments, because I love the conversation. Please continue to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest. I have an organized life board. I have a live, love, enjoy, and organized life board. And don't forget to check out the YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe and click the bell for reminders, because there you can not only see the conversations I have with the guests, but there's so many other videos out there as well. And if you are really thinking about living that organized life, don't get overwhelmed. Join my Facebook group, Living Life Totally Organized. It's a community of women supporting each other on their journey to living life that is totally organized. It's free. Join today. Each week, we continue not only the conversations, but sometimes I drop things in that community. Like, for example, I have a course called Clear Your Desk, Clear Your Mind, which a lot of you probably see the link in the show page. I actually gave the people in that group access completely free. And I also try to give them other tidbits and nuggets as well. If they pop in a question or a comment, I usually come on live and respond. This is a lot quicker and a lot easier. So check it out. And of course, you know what time it is, so I'm going to give you a little bit of time to maybe get your dance on, move something aside. Maybe if you're walking, step aside so you can do a little dance. It is Toss It Tuesday. And this, of course, is where I help you declutter and simplify your life and get rid of the stuff you don't need. For example, let's talk about the duplicates in our kitchen. You know, I was recently going through my kitchen and I found a spatula. I had 2 spatulas. One, of course, I know I was holding on to because it belonged to my mom, but I'm realizing I'm not using this anymore. I need to give it a new home. I have a spatula I use, and I have other things in the kitchen that belong to my mom that I'm keeping. I don't need to keep everything. So this week, I am encouraging you to go in that kitchen and get rid of those duplicates. Well, now I want to move on to my weekly app suggestion. And this week it is Cozy. That's C-O, C as in Charlie, O, Z as in Zebra, I, Cozy Family Organizer. And of course, you can always find these apps on my Pinterest page. And it manages school events, a schedule, dentist appointments, vacations, whatever you need. You can even share grocery lists, to-do lists, recipes, and more. And you can have the mobile device or you can have it on your computer. And of course, my Amazon product suggestion is I have a specific session. Second, for some reason I'm getting a little tongue-tied today. A specific section for $25 and under products. Because I know sometimes you are on a budget, but you still want to get organized. So $25 and under. There's some little items out there for that. And then, of course, you know, it is spring. So maybe there's things in your home that you can actually repurpose in the garden, like a shoe. Actually, someone, I have a pen on my board, someone who took a sink, all kinds of things. You know, it could be instruments. It could be cups. But check that out. And my book suggestion for this week is MOM, Master Organizer of Mayhem, Simple Solutions to Organize Chaos and Bring More Joy into Your Home. Again, MOM, Mom, Master Organizer of Mayhem, Simple Solutions to Organize Chaos and Bring More Joy into Your Home. Well, my quote for this week is, life truly begins when you put your house in order. Think about that. You know, when you put your house in order, one, you can reduce stress. Two, you can save money because you'll find things. Three, you could probably bring harmony in the home because, you know, people will be able to find things the first time you look and not everybody's like, where's the scissors? Where's the screwdriver? So life truly begins when you put your house in order. Well, also, as we close, connect with us. We love to hear from our listeners. Connect with us on your social media platforms. Share your journey and become part of the Got Clutter, Get Organized community. Whether you're seeking guidance, looking to connect with our guests, or simply want to share your thoughts, we're here for you. Subscribe and join the journey. Don't miss an episode of Got Clutter, Get Organized. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and embark on a journey of life organization. Let's grow together one episode at a time. So, until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day. But most of all, I want you to have an organized week.